Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number two. We have a city official coming on. I'm just going to leave it at that, where they're implementing a human feudalism tax, a total enslavement tax. I mean, I'm not joking when I use those terms. I've come up with something even more evil to describe it. Just a total tax, a total enslavement tax, a prison tax, a grid tax, a hell tax, an unspeakable tax, the end of the line tax, the ultimate tax, the final tax, the final solution tax, the extermination tax, the global genocide tax. Oh, God. We got another guest coming up who's against it all. Tell you about that later, too. I mean, here's the news I got in front of me. I told you I saw Homeland Security head Ridge say this now 5 years ago when he first got into Homeland Security. But here's Reuters today. Chertoff keen on Israeli airport security technologies, the headline, and then they say it'll be on city streets at public places, that there's going to be police asking you questions, searching you, no Fourth Amendment. I mean, that's why I won't go to Israel. I'd love to go to Israel and see the Holy Land, but, I mean, I'm not going to be interrogated, screamed at, yelled at, in-your-face policing is what it's called, detained. What's that term Tony Montana uses? You want a Chivano on every corner? What's the term in Spanish he uses? For like a thug on the corner, telling you, watching you, telling you what to how to sleep, what to wear, what to do. You want to be a sheep? Bah, bah. And this is it. They're announcing the rollout of, I don't think I can handle it if I'm at the mall or walking down the street and just some thugs in black uniforms come up. And it's already happening, but I'm just going to go, get out of my face, trash. Get away from me, scum. Murdering filth. You work for murderers. You understand, you idiots? God, you make me sick. You're disgustingly foolish. You as Homeland Security Mossad agent, I would add. He's not even an American. Publicly, his mother founded Mossad. We have to have foreigners running everything. I mean, it's just so into the insults. U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff said on Thursday he will seek to adopt novel Israeli methods like behavioral detection technology. This is because you're blinking your eyes when you go by a cop or frowning. That's, quote, probable cause. It's not, you scumbag. To better secure America's airports. The scenario where Israel has a lot of experience, Chertoff said in interviewing with Reuters, I think that it is of interest to us to see if there is any adaptation there. Israel's Ben-Gurion International Airport, known for its strict security measures, relies heavily on techniques that detect suspicious behavior among travelers. You know, harassing old American ladies is their favorite. Chertoff said such methods, as well as Israeli technologies that detect explosives, are some of the things that may help protect U.S. airports and other public places against attacks. And you go to his actual press conference and the press release, and it says, what we told you, metal detectors in malls, on the streets, vans driving around, saturation patrols, shotgun, any of other terms. Just where they just randomly pull you over, randomly walk up, start asking you questions. Oh, God. And a lot of them are going to be felons doing it. One of the new systems presented at the conference, developed by Israeli technology company, WeCU, so that means the Homeland Security money is going right to his bosses in Israel, that's also part of this, uses behavioral science together with biometric sensors to detect sensor intentions among travelers. I mean, are we going to have Israelis running it? I guess they'll be our overlords sitting up in skyboxes like they're putting up in New York, kind of just, I guess it'll be one big Palestine here. And I guess they'll follow orders, so they'll do it. All part of the foreign troops. They're bringing in former Russian advisors, Israeli advisors, just anybody who hates this country. I guess Israel, and I guess it's true, people are saying, I guess with this, Israel's almost like fully taking over the U.S. Just kind of talk about a bug eating a lion.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, neighbor. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Life is a gamble, but you can stack the deck. If you knew what I know about all the problems food will protect you from, you'd start immediately to put every effort and dollar you can get into the biggest supply of food possible. When the dollar and economy crash, when the imported and genetically poisoned food is all that's left, when the quarantine and bird flu hit, our only protection and only chance to be fearless is having control of our own supply of food and enough of it. But if you knew what we haven't yet discovered, you wouldn't waste time listening to the rest of this announcement before charging out and getting a serious food supply. Decide, it's food now or probably never. But can you afford to be wrong? Decide now. Place your bet. Can you afford to be wrong? Call 800-409-5633 on the web efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. Gas Freedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to GasFreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. That's GasFreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Michael Chertoff has announced what Governor Ridge, Homeland Security head before him, said. The Attorney General saying that Israel is going to advise, and basically their companies are going to run domestic surveillance, training the police and local tattletale squads to claim that your facial mannerisms are an excuse to come up and talk to you, search you, metal detectors everywhere, basically Viper teams everywhere randomly searching you. And then he mixed into that border security how they're going to build 500 miles of fence. All they got to do is take the Marine Expeditionary Unit they're going to have in Indiana, training everybody for martial law in a few days, admittedly, and stick them down there and open fire on Mexican troops when they shoot at us every day, and things would end real quick. All they got to do is start truly prosecuting employers that hire illegal aliens. I mean, throw the book at them. And I mean thousands of prosecutions a month, which they normally love to raise money and do all that, but something that's actually constitutional they won't do. In fact, they'll have federal judges tell a suburb of Dallas, oh, you can't ask for citizenship to get an apartment. Oh, you got to ask a citizen for an ID card and a bank statement and make sure that they don't have any liens against them or they've paid their taxes. Citizens have to prove themselves, but an illegal alien doesn't. And I had a bunch of illegal aliens or somebody posting on InfoWars in the comment stories. He posted some dry, you know, few paragraphs with a link to a Miami story about how the majority of people speak Spanish and you can't really get a job if you don't speak Spanish in one of the most populous cities in the U.S. And they were in there saying I'm a racist and hate Mexicans and Hispanics. Give me a newsflash. I could care less, buddy boy, what color your skin is. I really don't care. You understand that? I'm trying to keep Planned Parenthoods out of your neighborhoods where they're killing your little Latino babies, you idiots. Why don't you go stop the death mills in your communities, morons? Top people posting in my site. I know what's being said on the Spanish radio stations. I know what the names of them are. So stop acting like I'm the racist and the tribalist when it's you. Makes me want to throw up in there about how I'm a gringo pig. I mean, you're in there calling me a racist, but then laughing about how I'm a fat gringo pig. Oh, really? Am I calling you names? Do I call black people Miatas, which means blackbirds? Do I call you racial slurs? See, it's supposedly okay for you two, but not me. I'm done. The guilt's over. The buffaloing is over. You understand? It's over! I don't care what you think about me, any of you. Stupid white yuppies, dumb racist black people, Asians, Mexicans, Nicaraguans, El Salvadorans, I don't care what you think about me. You run around, and they were saying, Viva La Raza, Alex is a fat gringo pig, and all this stuff. Up with our race, you're a fat white pig. That's real cute. Am I calling you names? No, I'm not. I'm saying, how dare you run around, work for the New World Order, which you do, whether you know it or not. They all give you first-class treatment. I get third-class treatment. You know why? Because I'm a dumb white hog. I really am. And I'm here. I've got the mark on me to be sucked off of because I think I'm free, and I think I had it made, and I think I was the boss. So because I think I'm on top, I'll go along with anything. That's what white people are. It's a disgusting group of trash. But you people out there who hate every other group, but then say you're not trash, you're trash too. You're trashy because you don't understand the New World Order lets you offer DWIs, lets you offer no ID, but throws the book at a Mexican American or a black person or a white person or an Asian or a African albino. They don't care, folks. If you're a scum, when you've got your ID, it means you've been conditioned, trained, you're there to be raped and fed on and bled. We're kind of like there's one African tribe that drinks the blood, mixes it with milk and stuff for their cows for protein. But they're in Kenya, I forget the name of the tribe. That's kind of like what we are as Americans. They walk up, they got a little hammer with a little wood stick, they hit the artery on the neck and get a bucket of blood and then clot it up. And they go mix it with urine and milk and drink it. That's the government. That's what we are. The cop just pulls up, you know, any excuse, knocks a hole in the artery, sucks some blood out, drives off, goes and gives this kid the next day a shot that brain damages him for life. You're getting sucked off of too, brother. Oh, man, I'm in full rant mode today because I can't handle it anymore. I just can't handle it anymore. And I've been working really hard, and I always slept like a rock my whole life. But, man, I get in bed now, and I feel real melancholy and upset. I'm worried about everybody. And I want to warn people, and I want to be stoic, and I want to be well-spoken, and I want to be nice about it. And just all the craziness and the badness I see in the average people and the badness I see in the system. And also, then there's the good I see in everybody. It's so beautiful, so wonderful. There's so much great things in life. And then there's all this trash and scum everywhere. See, they haven't cut my instincts out. I mean, I'm behaving normally. I've discovered there's a global criminal elite that's poisoning my water and my food, that's waging war on me and building a prison grid so they can orderly enslave or exterminate me. And I'm pissed, man. I'm angry. I'm upset. I'm worried. I can't, quote, enjoy my notoriety. I can't enjoy. You think I enjoy being Alex Jones? You think I enjoy being at the tip of the spear? Many years ago, I might have a little bit, but I don't enjoy it now. Because I know it means nothing. It's an illusion. See, people want what they don't have. Once you got it, you figure out it's not that good. I talked to a lot of people. They think Hollywood stars and famous people float around on clouds and live some different life. And they do live a different life. People are obsessed with them, and it's a cage. And a lot of them get to where they realize it's all a big illusion and hate it and hate the fact that they're famous and just want to hide. But me, I it's not like I'm some Hollywood star. No, I'm becoming a global cult icon. And I don't think I live up to that when I see myself in hindsight. And all it does is shove me further towards a collision with these sick New World Order freaks. And then I kind of selfishly at 3 a.m. wake up and think, man, why did I do this? But then I realize I have to make a sacrifice regardless, because the New World Order was going to carry out their plans against me whether I ever woke up or not. So thank God I know the truth. And then I think how selfish I am when I'm thinking about myself and thinking about what if I would have never gotten involved with all of this. But I didn't have any control of that. That was destiny. We're doing very important work here. This is a war. And we're not perfect. We have a lot of problems, a lot of warts. But you know what? We mean good, and we are doing the best we can. And there's nobody fighting like us. And if I do anything, I don't do it halfway. So I would just say it's up to you whether you want to support the money bomb we have coming up. Let me go to InfoWars.com and see how many hours away we are Central Standard Time to the money bomb. Starting tonight, we are 11 hours, 43 minutes, 25 seconds away from it starting. We're putting there's a press release out by Paul Watson up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Hope you get it out to everybody. I'll be doing a special live show just on the internet streams at InfoWars.com from 8 to midnight tomorrow night. But I read this, Chertoff keen on Israeli airport security technology on the streets of America. And it says that an Israeli company is going to get multi-billion dollar contracts to run this on the streets of America. Huh. Then he mixes it in with a 500-mile border fence being built by illegal aliens. That's not a joke, by the way. It's such a hoax. Better chance of being struck by lightning than dying of terrorism, even if you believe it's not government-sponsored. But our whole world, our whole life, trillions of dollars has got to go into these no-bid contracts domestically and trillions overseas to fight something imaginary. I mean, I saw on the news last night, I was watching TV late at night, I decided to turn it on. I was watching MSNBC and they were announcing, I saw the article too yesterday, it was in the newswires, about, White House is releasing info, Iran's definitely having secret summits with Al-Qaeda. I mean, the way they insult your intelligence, the way they, it's so incredible to see a lie of that magnitude repeated daily. Iran is Shiite, the United States criminal government that's destroyed our country's name and currency. It's not our government. For at least 4 years, has been bombing, shooting, attacking police and military, schools, anything to elicit attacks backed by the Iranians by the number three in Al-Qaeda, known CIA operative. And the White House last year admitted it and put out a press release saying, yes, we're working with these three groups. Wahhabists out of Saudi Arabia, and then the media. I know I keep saying it. I can't believe the hoax of that magnitude. It's just how they talk to you like you're complete morons, and I guess you are, because it works. Meanwhile, I got to have idiot Austin cops doing saturation patrols and checkpoints, and they'll tell you at the checkpoints, oh, we do this post 9/11. You understand you work for a criminal system. You understand what you're doing is un-American. You didn't do it before. Don't give me your bull. Don't come up to me when I got a Ron Paul sign and tell me to get off the street corner when there's a guy down the street with a sandwich board advertising some tax place. It's disgusting what you've become. It's disgusting what you do. You ought to be ashamed of yourselves calling yourselves Americans. And that I'm radical.
here on air saying we don't want domestic federal checkpoints and federally trained local police with mobile metal detector vans. I mean, it doesn't get any more Soviet Union, East Germany, Communist China than that.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com. The message of his kingdom.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Storable food. Storable food. HempUSA.org has an inexpensive, nutritionally dense, high-frequency food. Hemp, known around the world, will boost your immune system and increase energy levels. Detoxifies the body and reduces junk food cravings. Burns fat and builds muscle. And is easy to digest, non-allergenic, and gluten-free. Can be made into smoothies, breads, muffins, pancakes, cookies, you name it. The entire planet should make this a staple food in their diet. The seeds will scrape the colon wall. The powder will feed the body vital minerals. And the oil will clean the arterial walls and feed the brain. Try our powder, seeds, and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org. That's 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. Remember, vacuum packaging this food will have at least a 5-year shelf life stored in a cool, dark, dry place. Holidays are coming, and this would make a perfect gift for friends and family. Call today, 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. And remember, let your food be your medicine, and your medicine be your food.
It's hard to start playing this song and not listening to the end.
Deep down in Louisiana, close to New Orleans, way back up in the woods among the evergreens, there stood a log cabin made of earth and wood, where lived a country boy named Johnny B. Goode, who never ever learned to read or write so well, but he could play a guitar just like a ring in a bell. Go, go!
It's real simple what happened. About 100 years ago, the big money men said, hey, it's the age of science. Scientists tell us how to fully enslave the public forever so they can never revolt against us. And they said, okay, here's the answer.
Someday you will be a man, and you will be the leader of a big old band. Many people coming from miles around to hear you play your music when the sun go down. Maybe someday your name will be in lights, and Johnny be good tonight. Go, 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 Johnny, go. Go, 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 Johnny, go. Go, go,
and they've done it. They have gotten the average person to tune out of reality. People just accept their car starts. They accept, they drive down the road, the grocery store has food. The cops are there in black uniforms stopping them. The illegal aliens are above the law. We've just all been trained to accept all of this. Scientists signed a petition denying man-made global warming. More than 31,000 scientists have signed a petition denying that man is responsible for global warming. The European Union has responded by now attempting to pass a law saying it's illegal to deny it. Folks, this isn't a joke. This is tyranny. The academics, including 9,000 with PhDs, claim that greenhouse gases such as carbon dioxide and methane are actually beneficial for the environment. Well, of course they are. Four things drive planetary life cycle. Oxygen, carbon dioxide, solar radiation in all of its bandwidths and different forms, all its wavelengths, and, of course, water. Doesn't matter, because Mr. Chertoff is going to have foreign intelligence agencies running security in the U.S. as a good Mossad officer. What is the definition of a coup d'etat? It is a small criminal group within the government who then rapidly take over the rest of the government. I saw a better exact definition of that just the other day. And I do not think Israel is the only player in all of this. You know, the British Anglo-American establishment is dominant. But I have to call a spade a spade. I mean, when they're moving in all these Mossad agents into every power position, I mean, Homeland Security head, Attorney General, when they are doing things like that, it gets very, very serious. Homeland Security head Chertoff, you've got Mukasey over there, and they're saying these Israeli companies, which are Mossad, are going to be running the domestic checkpoints. I mean, that is just unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. And commanding our local police, the ADL's already done this, where they give them all these fake dossiers and demonize every group, and it's just unspeakable. Let me type coup d'etat into Google with the definition. Coup d'etat. Spelling that right. I am so dumb that I'm not even spelling it right. Let me try to look it up here. I probably shouldn't do this on air. We'll just do that when we come back after the break, because I can't seem to think, type, and talk at the same time while I'm on air. But I'll dig up a good definition of a coup d'etat. I mean, I basically gave you the definition for it. Ah, I found it. A coup consists of the infiltration of a small but critical segment of the state apparatus, which is then used to displace the government from its control of the remainder. There's a coup d'etat going on in the United States. There's no doubt that a small group has infiltrated a critical segment of the state apparatus, which is then being used to displace the government from its control of the remainder.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Federal Trade Commission estimates that 9 million Americans are victims of identity theft each year. The crime of identity theft occurs every 3.5 seconds, costing the victims an average of $8,000. If you own a PC, passwords are a common form of authentication and often the only protection between a hacker and your personal information. Passwords that are stored in a spreadsheet, text file, data file, or any other file that is not encrypted and password protected are vulnerable to malicious theft and misuse. With Password Safe Pro, your passwords can be secured in an encrypted database within minutes. Password Safe Pro utilizes secure 160-bit encryption and comes complete with a strong password generation tool. For secure password protection and peace of mind, get your free Password Safe Pro today at www.passwordsafepro.com. Again, get your free Password Safe Pro at www.passwordsafepro.com. Secure password protection and peace of mind is one click away. Trust the pro, Password Safe Pro.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone. 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to your life. There's no turning back. You were born, and you will surely die. What are you going to build? What are you going to create? Are you ever going to find out what really living is all about? It's not about just consuming. But the establishment's told us not to consume. That they're going to control what we can consume, what we can build, what we can say. They're going to have bureaucrats in our daily lives. You're going to have to swipe a card to buy and sell. It will track your entire history of purchases and your, quote, carbon footprint. I read at least 8 years ago in Club of Rome documents, UN biological diversity assessments, we would all have a card. It would assess our carbon footprint. It will surveil and track everything we do globally. We will then have to have how many credits we have and then pay taxes into private global central banks, Federal Reserve, Bank of England, and others. Just like Federal Express calls itself federal, it's not federal. And they will run your entire life. You will have bureaucrats in your home on a weekly basis. You will have neighborhood captains who are paid a paltry amount by the local government to inspect you. You will go to jail, not just be fined if the wrong kind of trash is in your rubbish bin. This is not my opinion. I told you all this years ago, and now it's all being put in. It is hell on earth. Total control of everything. Global taxation regulation. Earlier, we played a little clip from BBC where Austin Williams wrote the book, The Enemies of Progress, The Dangers of Sustainability. And he was on a program with a guy we've got coming up Monday who is pushing the global carbon credit and carbon tax, and who they say came up with the idea in 1990. No, this professor popularized it. It was in 1964 and 68 Club of Rome documents. They claimed then, though, that carbon was going to cause ice age. But then they switched and said, well, they said there's a problem. People are going to figure out that it's normal there's climate change. So we need to say both. So whenever it freezes, we say it's the Earth and our CO2. And then whenever it heats up, we can say both, and the people don't have a long enough memory. They say all this. They admit it's a con job. Richard N. Haas, the head of the CFR, I've read this several times last month, says it's a way for the state to wage war on the individual. It is neo-feudalism, and it is a way to have a monopoly, and it is hell on earth. This is the global government. And here to give us his take on all of that is the Enemies of Progress author, Austin Williams. And of the book, they say, a much-needed diagnosis of the bleak anti-human pathology described as environmentalism, Dominique Lawson, columnist for the London Independent, a very persuasive contribution by a thoughtful subversive. That's right. They're talking about arresting people that say this now in Europe. Professor Frank Ferdy, author of The Politics of Fear and Where Have All the Intellectuals Gone. Another one here is Austin Williams is a gift for lobbying well-directed grenades, and that's the author of Immigrants Your Country Needs Them. Okay, so we'll go ahead and talk to the author. Mr. Williams, thanks for coming on with us.
No problem, Alex. How are you?
Good. That little three-minute rant you heard, that's my analysis. I've made a film about this called Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement with all their admissions. A, do you agree with what I said, and B, do you want to elaborate on it?
Well, I do and I don't. I mean, I think that you had I like your style, and I like the fact that very few people are critical of this, especially in Europe. It's really refreshing to hear a rant of that magnitude, so thank you for that. Where I perhaps don't necessarily agree with you totally, and it's probably because I think it's even more insidious than the way you pose it, is that I don't think this is necessarily big government or an insidious state monitoring issue. I think this has become much more self-regulatory. It certainly has in Europe and in parts of Australasia, where people are actually taking this on board now. You don't have to have a camera in your bin to tell you how much rubbish you've thrown out, even though we do in London have cameras in our bins. The fact is that we now sort of feel guilty. We have taken this on board as
a
psychosis.
Sir, that's the grassroots brainwashing. Let me just ask you, because you're very well informed and I've scanned over your book. Have you read the Club of Rome documents?
I have.
Okay, so you've read the World Bank IMF discussions and the different policy reports. They said they would make a new religion, that we needed a religion, and that this is the religion of hating ourselves and basically having one-child policy. So I agree that the low-level cult members have been brainwashed over 50 years, but at the top, it is the private banks. They are the ones that engineered it.
Well, I mean, I'm not suggesting that the state has lost all control. I mean, it's a fairly insidious state of power relations that we have across the world. So, I agree with you that people do think up all sorts of kind of weird and wonderful and weird and terrible scenarios and then implement them. And that I agree with. However, all I'm trying to say is I just think that what's happening, take Britain for an example, and it's very, very different to what's going on in America. I appreciate that. But generally, there isn't a really heavy-handed state intrusive authoritarian policy, which actually fines people and locks people up and all the rest of it. It looks, to an outsider, it looks very hands-off. But actually, people are regulating themselves because they have bought into not the fact that they fear being arrested, but more the fact they've bought into this notion that, environmentalism, we're all going to hell in a handcart, that the world's kind of falling apart, and they are to blame. And this is the thing, you see, I think. Now, whether you want to call that brainwashing from the top or whether you want to see it as basically accepting of a general, one-track philosophy from the bottom, I think that people have just bought into this idea that that's all there is the Earth. We are humans now see themselves as being the problem, which is a fundamental difference to what's ever gone before, where humans have always seen themselves as being creative and solutions to the world. We now see ourselves as somehow detrimental to the planet, and therefore you then have to rein in what would otherwise have been called creative activity. Now we see that as being actually detrimental activity.
Yeah, it's a new dark age, and the elite are going to build technological spires above us. We, under national security that we're not even aware of, this is our own statements, we will live in the suppressed kind of loincloth, going back to nature existence, and this is a false template, false programming that they have given us, and it comes directly from the elite. It's been engineered in through the universities.
Well, I mean, again, there's a section in the book which actually looks at, you know, the insidious level of educational misinformation and how they are teaching children to be afraid of the future, and therefore they will automatically pester their parents in their profligate ways. So you have children coming home now telling people to telling parents to turn their television standbys off, to drive more slowly, not to buy another car, you name it.
And that's what Al Gore's doing with his 100 million Tattletale Squad. These are going to be the new, they say, the new brigades. And you have young people all over Austin popping the tires of SUVs, knocking their windows out. I've seen them do it.
Yeah.
They're running around foaming at the mouth. And I'm telling you, it's all engineered. I can prove it.
Well, I'm more than happy to to agree. I mean, I don't mind whether that's the truth on one side of it. All I'm trying to say is I think that it's a little bit more, for me, the fact that there is no alternative perspective. My book is a rant in itself, so I like this kind of presentational style. But generally, I think that what's missing is a political critique of why it's happening, how it's happening, and really what the alternative position is.
Yeah, we don't have trillions of dollars of funding like the big banks do. This is a way to tax what we breathe, to tax one of the four inputs of life, carbon dioxide, oxygen, solar radiation, and water.
Yeah.
And this is total control, and they admit that. I mean, if you've read Club of Rome and you've read other documents, you know they admit this is a total control system.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Club of Rome in 74 said it as well. I mean, they were basically saying we have to find a policy which will unite people. Because obviously they were very well aware.
Yeah, that's Richard Haass saying the people will be the enemy. Yeah.
No, exactly. And you also have this situation where Malthusianism is coming back, where we now see people as being there's too many people.
Eugenics.
It's a bit of a problem. Eugenics is everywhere, and it's a very very dispiriting but fascinating historical period in which we.
And that allows the elite to suppress everything we're going to develop, everything we're going to do, and have total control. A new dark age. Get into who's driving this, who's behind it, what they're trying to push.
Well, I simply say that my faith in humanity is such that I think that people, the beauty of humanity is that we will not necessarily be kept down. We will still want more. We still want better, more convenient things. We still want improvement in our daily lives, and people are striving for that. Now, whether it's the peasants of China going to the special economic zones, or whether it's people in Britain who are actually kind of campaigning against their jobs being lost because of the carbon cuts, there's a general recognition that people are not there to be to generally lie down and accept these.
That's like the farmers and the fishermen are now rioting all over to Europe, especially France.
Yeah.
Over all of this, your government's proposing wartime-style rationing.
Yeah.
I mean, describe what's happening in your country and in Europe for people here in the U.S.
Well, I mean, there's that level of kind of political posturing and rhetoric, which is basically any number of politicians now regularly cite the Second World War. They basically look at two things. One is historic appeasement, where people gave in to Hitler in the early 30s, and they are then therefore likening anybody who is a climate change, inverted commas, denier, is likened now to Nazi lovers. And there's this kind of general acceptance that what we need is a war economy, not just to bring in rationing, but also to clamp down on any oppositional viewpoints. And obviously, the joke is that people who did fight fascism back in the 30s were fighting and accepting rationing on the understanding that when they beat the Nazis, life would get better. There would be more. But what's being proposed now is that we kind of have a war economy which is perpetual, which never ends, where we constantly...
Which is against ourselves.
Against ourselves, exactly. Well, we see the thing is that the notion is that we are the problem. Humanity is the problem. We have caused this problem. And I think that is kind of historically never been seen before. That is the ultimate danger of this whole discussion. To see that, human creativity is now being turned on its head to be seen as human destructiveness. I don't think that's got intellectual legs. I mean, I don't think it'll stand and walk. But generally, I think that we've got no other argument against it at the moment. So for me, the beauty is to start arguing, to start critiquing.
Well, you talk about how it isn't a police state yet, but in Europe they're trying to pass laws and saying that climate change denial should be a arrestable offense. They're talking about it in England. We know that I've seen where they are giving people 500-pound fines, 250-pound fines. That's like $1,000 here in the U.S., ladies and gentlemen, for having the wrong thing in their rubbish bin or too much or putting it out 20 minutes early. Also, they come to your door and have you sign a pledge that you take responsibility, that you'll be arrested if you do things wrong. And I've read the documents. They're going to have neighborhood squads. It's already happened. San Francisco's doing it. Other areas. I mean, this is hell on earth.
Yeah, no, I mean, you're right. I mean, it is happening. I'm not suggesting for 1 minute that the state has become somehow, operating with kid gloves. It is going around. I mean, the guy was prosecuted only last week for actually having his bin lid open. It was open because he'd put too much rubbish in it, and he couldn't close the lid.
There was a fella eating, and his apple core fell off the table, and the cops were watching like attack dogs and ran over and arrested him.
Yeah. No, I mean, there are more than too many mad stories like that.
Well, we already have it in the U.S. Listen, let me tell you
about it. No.
If the wind blows and your bread blows off, you're going to jail. Okay? Well, your child lays their head down in school, they're going to prison.
Well,
this is the new system. I've got all their documents, Mr. Williams.
No, I agree.
They are going to mega rape us.
No. I think, obviously, the three strikes now, which is over here now, is quite an insidious, terrible legislative maneuver. But I agree with you that actually there's an awful lot of kind of what would have been called, well, they wouldn't have been called crimes in the past, would they? And over here, and I think you've got it over there as well, antisocial behavior is now, you can be locked up for it.
Well, they got to fill the prison with somebody. Now, let's go back here. We've got 31,000 scientists. 9,000 of them with PhDs saying that carbon dioxide is good for the earth, that we've had as high as 14 times higher carbon dioxide, that actually it reverses the desert spreading, desertification.
Yeah.
And, of course, that's the real science.
Yeah.
And, I mean, this is big news.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's one of those things, isn't it, that actually because climate change and global warming, whatever you want to call it, plays a function within a state as a kind of a cohering idea. It's the only remaining ideology left. It's the one that we therefore have to cling to. I don't mean I do, but you know, generally the way the state and society operates.
No, that's what the elite says. You're right. I mean, what we're saying is not our opinion here. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, sorry. I'm obviously we're in agreement to a large degree here. I mean, I think that ultimately it is the only game in town, climate change, and therefore to rubbish it, to critique it, to argue against it, is then seen as somehow being sectarian or subversive, and that obviously can't be countenanced. So I think that there is a bigger kind of a unifying game here being played by the state
and
by society. Well, sir,
you are very prominent and respected. You talk to a lot of people. Let me tell you the game plan, my plan to defeat them. It's the truth.
Yep.
The truth is always the ultimate weapon.
Good.
There is real environmental degradation with out-of-control cross-species genetic engineering.
Yeah.
We know that is already causing major problems and already jumping into funguses that are killing most of the oak trees in many areas of the country here in the U.S. We already know there's a lot of serious environmentalism, toxic waste dumping.
Yeah.
We need to demand and show that big corporations have agreed to make it carbon dioxide because they can tax it, get some of the corporate welfare. And that way everybody's diverted off of a real grassroots environmental movement onto something that is, you know, that isn't a real problem instead of all the real problems. And so we need to point out that not only is it a mass hoax, but that it is taking attention away from real environmental crises and things that do need laws. Now, that is how we will crush the enemy. Because you can't take the religion of the environment away, which has a lot of, you know, things that make sense at its base, but not at what the elite plan to do. Then you've defeated the enemy. That way you take away their stuffed animal and give them another one, but you give them a toy, a bedtime snuggle that actually helps the earth.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's, I mean, it's interesting when you say that, because in the Chinese example, there's a big discussion about the desertification of China, obviously due to kind of Mao's terrible environmental social policies over 50 years. But actually, what we forget is that one-third of China is desert and always has been. And secondly, is that the government now, as part of a new environmental strategy, is actually decanting, evicting 11,000-15,000 people from their villages to plant trees to stop the desert. So, I mean, there's if we just take the headline figure of people are being evicted, isn't it terrible? Isn't this a kind of sign of the way that the desertification and the terrible environmental policies that are impacting on humanity? Then actually, it sounds terrible. But nobody ever says it the other way around, that environmental policies have the same sort of effect.
Stay there, sir. One more five-minute segment. Talk about your book, How People Get It. Amazing information, ladies and gentlemen. Austin Williams, The Enemies of Progress. They're not the enemies of progress. They're the enemies of our progress. They're going to control all progress. Literally, the bureaucrats becoming God with a pack of religious minions running around slicing your tires. Soon they'll be police officers.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 13 Telly Awards. Hood's Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hood's Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by scouts, the military, and families around the world. If you would like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com and browse through the largest assortment of survival DVDs online. For the low price of only $19.95 each, you can also purchase the entire 24-DVD Hood's Woods collection by going to survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
I'm not joking. They've totally brainwashed most of the children in the public government training camps. When I was in public school, it was all anti-human. We'd play spaceship, lifeboat, decide who had to die. They'd say, okay, we got to have a policeman, got to have a scientist, got to have a, oh, you're a car maker, those are bad, you're going to die. So they've had simulated eugenics death drills. China's the model that's going globally. And it's in all their official documents. It's in my film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. And they're coming for us. And, I mean, I was down at Zilker Park a few weeks ago, took off one day, took my kids down to ride the, my children down to ride the train, and I saw several SUVs with their with their tires slit, windows knocked out. One of them had its alarm going off, and I hear about it all the time. They just run around stabbing tires, bashing in. And a lot of them are going to become the new Enviro cops, and heaven help you when they get you, because you're a bad human that needs to die. And Dr. Eric Bianca at UT, you know, got a standing ovation, the Federation of Scientists, and he was broadcast red skulls on the walls and said 90% of us need to be killed. And there was a three-minute standing ovation with tears in people's eyes, according to eyewitnesses and the newspaper. So understand, the vast majority want to start killing immediately. And I don't know if you want to get that extreme, sir, but I have all the documentation. Are you aware of the hardcore extinctionist movement? Mr. Williams? Yeah, the phone system just blipped. Okay. Well, we don't even need him anymore. Pointless. The point is, he went on the show. He admitted what was going on. He talked about what was happening. He understands that it's a giant scam of cult members. And that the children come home and boss the parents around. The state is turning your children against you. Don't call him back. It's fine. I already had him on. I know 50 times more. The whole point here is that... just wanted to plug him because his book's good. That they are taking your children from you. I have seen two different Time magazines for kids that are given out in all public schools in the U.S., first time I saw it was 8 years ago. About 6 years ago, I saw another edition. And it said, your parents don't know the future. Your parents don't understand. They're not cool and stylish like you. They don't want to take microchips. You understand they're trying to take your kids from you? You understand they're turning your children against you? Have you lost all your instincts to be angry with them? To realize what they've done? To realize what's going on? You understand that the human extinctionist movement, the eugenicist movement, all of this is growing and getting more and more powerful and has massive funding and support. Somehow, we've got to activate our humanity. We've got to realize we're not the enemy, we're the solution. We've got to do it now. I am just totally angry about what's happening. And you know what? I'm probably too angry sometimes, but at least I'm angry. Some people, I don't know how you could know this was going on and not take action against it every way you can imagine. And one way is the InfoWars money bomb. I salute you, and I promise you my word that we will spend 100% of the money against the New World Order. The money from it won't even go so much as lunch at this office. Because that's where I want to put my money anyways. So, InfoWars Money Bomb coming up. InfoWars Money Bomb coming up in about 10 hours at InfoWars.com. PayPal, credit card, or you can call us as well. There'll be a 1-800 number up there in the next few hours. But it doesn't start till midnight tonight, and there'll be people there at midnight Central Standard Time to take your calls. There'll only be two people here, so if you call and it's busy, I hope we have that problem. Just call right back or leave your number. We'll call you right back. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back on the other side of this quick break. Stay with me.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.